You're listening to Instantly 20, an original podcast where we discuss navigating life in our early 20s.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Keely.
And on today's episode, you're listening to the end of the podcast.
As you guys may tell by the episode title, it's a bit of a sad one. This is going to be our final episode because I have moved. For anyone that knows me, I've just left Sydney and I've moved to the Gold Coast, which, as you know, Ash and I do record together in person. So it's unfortunately put a little bit of a pin in Instantly 20. So since it's been, how long has it been since our last episode, Ash?
It was right before Christmas. So I feel like it's been a good 5 months since we've recorded, since we've been in a studio. So yes, we definitely have a bit of explaining to you guys. We've been really absent and we've missed podcasting so much. With that said, let's get straight into today's episode where we can explain everything to you.
So I thought to just get this episode started, I might just give a little explanation about exactly what's happened for me to get us to this point. Long story short, September last year, I just decided that I really wanted to get back into my training. Obviously, I've trained to be a dancer for the last couple of years, but I've just found such a passion for musical theatre. And yeah, like this year, I just really wanted to work on my singing and acting skills. But for me to do that, the particular studio that I wanted to train with just so happens to be up in Queensland on the Gold Coast. So I decided that a very long time ago and it took me about a month to come clean to Ash. I was so nervous. You know, when you're about to like tell your parents that you did something wrong, I took her down to her garage and I sat her in my car and I just said, I've got something really important to tell you. And she looked like, oh, okay. She means business because we're pretty silly. We don't really like bring up, you know, serious conversations very often. I sat her down and I told her what was happening. How'd you feel about that, Ash?
I knew straight away. You looked guilty. She looked like she was about to like come clean or like confess some kind of crime. I was like, okay, crap, like something's really wrong. But I knew straight away, obviously this is something that you needed to do for your personal growth and development. And obviously like I'm super proud of you and like we'll support you in anything. But yeah, definitely put a little bit of a stop sign on the podcast. We've been like navigating long distance friendship again. We've done it before, but yeah, we're excited to be able to obviously come back and explain to you guys like what's been going on.
We were meant to release this particular episode not long after we made the decision that we were going to, yeah, like that I was going to move. But little funny story. We came to Ash's house one afternoon because it was just that awkward downtime between Christmas when no one's around. We couldn't get to the studio and we were like, we can't leave our listeners hanging. It's been like over a month. So we got out her iPhone.
Oh no, I know exactly what you're about to say.
We literally sat in the closet.
We were so concerned about like the sound quality because my house is very echoey and we actually got on voice memos and recorded it like in a cupboard. And basically that footage never got to see the light of day. It was so bad and I did not want you guys to be left with that last impression of us.
Honestly, when we listened to it, especially with headphones, and we were like, ugh, especially with like the quality we've had, I don't know. We just were like, not happening. So yeah, I don't know if you guys know, but Ash and I used to drive down really far away to a studio where we used to record, and the quality of sound that we had there was just absolutely incredible. So to get our iPhones and some AirPods and listen to it like that, the sound is so bad in comparison to professional microphones, and we're like, there's no way we can, you know, put this out.
And that was also a reason why we decided, like, is this going to be something that we continue? Keely and I went back and forth for ages discussing if this is going to be what we want to do in the future, if we want to still keep the podcast running. And we've invested a lot of time, energy, and money into recording it. I'm not sure if you guys know this about Spotify and Apple and podcasts, but you actually have to pay to be a streamed podcast on any of these platforms.
Yeah, you can't just go on and upload something for free like you know would on TikTok or Instagram. We've been paying a subscription for over a year now. So, you know, even in the meantime, we've been, I guess, shut down for 5 months or so because it's now April. And yeah, we've been paying for it this entire time. Not only the financial investment, we put so much time and energy into producing this as well. Like Ash usually plans out everything and like we do run sheets. I usually am pretty much the one that goes and does all the editing. But I remember when we first started, there was this one time where we sat down from maybe 4 p.m. to nearly midnight, just listening to ourselves and editing, making sure that it's something of quality that we're happy to give out to the world. So it's not like this, I mean, obviously it is a fun project, but this is something that we're really passionate about and we care about. So we want to make sure we're always producing something that is of quality and that, yeah, we're proud of.
I think as well, like in the past, we've had so much help. We've had a sound guy, a tech guy. The studio that we were at was amazing. So now we've kind of, you know, backtracked just a little tiny bit and we want to still produce something that's going to be worthwhile for you guys. So it brought us to the big question that everyone has been asking us. Are we finishing off the podcast? Is this the end for Instantly 20? And before we answer that question for you guys, I just want to say a massive thank you for anyone that has been listening. Keely and I have been talking about this for about a year and a half, coming up to 2 years. We've been planning and talking about this. Last year in April, we finally took the reins. We got into the studio and we made this happen. So I just wanted to say thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for listening, subscribing to our podcast, downloading our episodes.
Honestly, no, it means a lot because I find that in Australia, we've got a bad case of tall poppy syndrome. I don't know if anybody's ever heard that term before, but I find that when a lot of people start, you know, they try to become an influencer or they do a startup business or they decide that they want to create art, people do tend to tear people down and not support them. It's just, I guess, the social environment we have in Australia, it really is a thing. So I think when we first did this, the amount of love and sharing and like feedback we got from everyone was just so special. And I don't know. I think without it, we would have just quit.
We've had so much support. Like even Keely's ex has reached out.
Shout out.
We've had some people just unexpected in our lives, like come back and say, good job. Like I'm really proud of you guys. I'm really loving it. We've had some people from our high school that we weren't really ever close with. And obviously like our supportive network that we already have, like our friends and family, our two guests that we had on, shout out to Ruby and our best friend, Danielle. It's been really fun. It's been an amazing project. And yeah, I just wanted to say, seriously, thank you guys.
It's really funny because the way she's saying all this almost sounds like a goodbye. But without further ado, I think we should tell them our announcement. Ash, would you like to do the honors?
I'll tell you guys a secret right now. We will be coming back in your ears on May the 6th and it will be a Monday.
And guess what happens on Mondays?
Instantly 20 episodes weekly.
Oh, we weren't going to tell them.
I'm not allowed to tell them that.
You had to tell them a secret, Ash. It's all right. If you got this far, you're allowed to know the secret. Look, we were going to save that announcement about the weekly thing for the next episode in season 2. But it's okay.
I can't help myself. I love them. I love them too much. I had to tell them.
It was an accident, but it's fine. May the 6th, weekly Mondays, Instantly 20 is coming to you, to your ears, to your headphones.
We will answer more questions for you guys as to what season 2 is going to look like. It's going to be different, but I am so excited. So stay tuned. May the 6th, new episode, new vibe, new season. Be there or be square. Season 2 is going to be amazing. Please let us know if you have any episode requests. We'd love to know what you guys want to hear. We'd love to stay up to date and current with everything that's happening. And yeah, we're going to be coming at you with some new segments. We are so excited to tell you more. But until then,
you got to stay tuned for a few more weeks.
And with that said, thank you for listening to Instantly 20 Season 1.
Bye.